was hard to find a job.
The All-American Success Story.
Well, it's different. It's exciting. Every day is different.
People want to know somebody that is somebody, and it's kind of hard to be. It's kind of hard to deal with being somebody for a change.
Well, if you can't have a little fun with your job, you might as well stay home.
It'll be all commission. I'm going to make a fortune.
Lifeguard, babysitter, clerk in an insurance firm, waitress. I've demonstrated all kinds of things. And you can take temporary things in your life.
No.
Well, the phones are going constantly. I have 7 or 8 lines just always lighting up.
It's just business, strictly business. And all the games have to do with business.
And there's got to be a reason.
Of course, I think waitresses are born, they're not made.
I think everybody kind of talks about getting out of the restaurant business. I think it's like a lot of things. You talk about getting anything, but you sort of get sucked into it.
Sometimes I'm frustrated and do want out.
They used to tell me, they say, well, you work on your feet all day, Nancy, and you're very busy, and I feel that you earned this. And I'd get like $2, $3 tips from them.
Have you ever been ripped off?
I really have a lot of sympathy for cocktail waitresses and for waitresses and people and cooks that work in restaurants. I thought, oh, God, I don't know how they do it. I really don't, because it's very tiring.
I guess I sort of put up a bit of armor during the day. I let a lot of things bounce off.
I lost 11 pounds in 9 days. And that, it was awful. It was the hardest work. My feet had calluses clear up to my ankle bone.
I can remember being real uncomfortable and not wanting to say I was a secretary.
Secretary, bookkeeper, order girl, salesperson. Just make yourself busy doing nothing.
Where's the job? You gotta work.
Working in America. We love it, we hate it, but we can't do without it. Those workers in Eugene, Oregon reflect all our feelings and our love of talking about work and making our voices heard. Those people spoke with Malou Zunner-Olswang.